A House committee last year passed a plan to require industries to replace dangerous chemicals with less toxic alternatives whenever feasible. The U.S. Public Interest Research Group is among the environmental organizations urging this year's Congress to revive the measure. Spokesman Bruce Spate argues the companies and consumers would not face sticker shock when adopting greener chemicals and processes.
No, in fact, over the long term, they could actually save the facilities money. And, you know, of course, in the event of something happening, the cost to these facilities is great.
When Spate says something happening, he means an accident or terrorist attack at a site that uses dangerous chemicals. Thousands of people could be hurt in such an incident. But the chemical industry says many firms are already switching to less toxic substances and don't need the federal government to push them. For the Environment Report, I'm Chuck Quernbach.